This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Science Interrupted, The Impact of Coronavirus. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. For researchers who monitor air quality, the pandemic has delivered an unexpected gift, a natural experiment. Susan Phillips reports.
Here's what I've been hearing from a lot of people lately. The sky looks so much bluer. The air seems fresher. Things look a lot more clear. I live in a Philadelphia row house, so in social distancing fashion, I pointed my microphone over the back fence to ask a few neighbors what they thought.
Totally clear. It's so gorgeous. I don't remember it ever being clear like this day after day in my whole lifetime.
I think I noticed it last month when I had the windows open. It smelled like it was clear, fresh. A lot than it was in the past.
I wondered how these observations compare with actual data. Is there a measurable difference in air quality? The Environmental Protection Agency keeps track, so that's one way to check.
I actually pulled it up for Philadelphia.
Lilia Hawkins is a chemistry professor at Harvey Mudd College near Los Angeles. Lilia researches air quality and climate change. She checks out the figures for ground-level ozone, or smog, in the Philadelphia region.
In terms of ozone, I would say this year's data looks like they're maybe a little bit lower than previous years through March and early April. And then right now it kind of looks like it's on par with the previous years.
There's definitely been a decrease in rush hour traffic in the city during the shutdown. But industrial pollution from refineries or chemical plants will also increase ground-level ozone, and not all of those industrial activities have come to a halt. It looks like for ozone, at least, it's fairly typical for this time of year. So are my neighbors just imagining cleaner air, or do we really notice such small changes? Pete DiCarlo is an associate professor of environmental health and engineering at Johns Hopkins University. DiCarlo says there's a clear link between increases in air pollution and poor health.
And so while we might not know that the air is cleaner, our bodies might feel that difference in ways that we can't really perceive.
My neighbor, Shari Hirsch, says she does feel better. She bikes and walks every day along roadways in the city.
You know how sometimes we have a high-pressure day, and it's like this day, and it's really clear. It's like if it's rained the night before, and there's no particulates, it's washed it all clean. But not day after day.
The particulate matter she talks about, those are tiny particles that can get stuck in your lungs and come from all kinds of things. Cars, trucks, buses, power plants, and even cooking. High levels of particulate matter create haze, and that changes how we see the horizon. Shari's right that weather can play a huge part in determining air quality from day to day. It's important to point out here that air quality in the spring and fall is always better than winter and summer. So I asked Lilia, is it the weather that is making air cleaner for people like Shari, or is it the shutdown, or both?
So that's a hard question to answer. I would say in Los Angeles, what I saw from the month of March is it's definitely cleaner than the previous Marches, and it's not just due to weather, although we did have quite a bit of rain.
Right after the shutdown, air quality in L.A. improved significantly. Back in the Philadelphia region, EPA data shows that particulate matter pollution is lower than normal for this time of year. Lilia told me that air quality is local, even hyperlocal. My next-door neighbor, Joe Huelskamp, has lived in the same house his entire life. So I wanted to check with him.
It just feels nice. That's the only way I could explain it. It's just, I could feel it right now with the cooler temperature today. Traffic is light. I'm go out shopping during the weekdays, and I see very little cars on the expressway on I-95. There's buses are being cut down. We had three buses coming up our street, the 7, the 32, and the 48, and they're only running the 7 bus.
Yeah. So, yes, that would have a major effect because just taking one street over from the major bus path can really change your exposure to these primary pollutants.
Although EPA data shows some decreases in pollution for this large urban metropolitan area, it's not capturing the dramatic changes I'm hearing from my neighbors, Shari and Joe. But the data is also not measuring those hyper-local differences, like the pollutants from diesel buses that run up and down my street. So what Joe says he notices about this spring could be due to fewer buses burning diesel right outside our front doors. Lilia says some neighborhoods, or even blocks, including my own, could be relatively cleaner.
For me, the natural experiment is really interesting because it's going to help us answer questions around the extent to which various activities contribute to air quality.
Like a lot of scientists these days, Lilia is not allowed to go into her lab, but she can monitor the data from home.
When you poke the system and you watch how it responds, you can learn a lot. So I think there are certainly important discoveries that will be made when we see how long this lasts. We look at what information we have and we analyze it. It's hard to do those right away in the moment because they're a little bit complex.
She says it will be a while before scientists can come to a conclusion on how this natural experiment impacts public health. Pete DiCarlo, the researcher at Johns Hopkins, says opening things back up will also give them an important set of data.
Right now we're seeing a huge reduction in passenger vehicle traffic, but what's going to happen when people start going back to work and going back to school and are maybe afraid of taking public transportation? Are there going to be more cars on the road? Are we going to, you know, not only get back to the levels we were at, but actually exceed those in terms of passenger vehicle traffic? Because people don't want to be in those shared spaces, and they're still, you know, understandably fear about being in enclosed space with lots of people.
DiCarlo says he hopes that's something local governments will consider when planning to reopen. In the meantime, he says air quality researchers like him are doing what they always do, using what they already have in place to monitor air quality data, albeit from home.
This is a natural experiment that really does let us look at what happens when traffic emissions are reduced by a certain amount. How much does that clean up the air? And so I think these kind of explorations, not only in this area, but, you know, across the world, are going to be things that we'll be seeing in the peer-reviewed literature for several years to come.
That's Susan Phillips reporting. She's the energy and environment reporter for WHYY and State Impact Pennsylvania.